Dictation for Janet Brecht, Brecht, March 1951, addressed as a letter to Jennifer Balawender, D as in boy, Alawender, 8379307. Dear Dr. Balawender, a follow-up for Mrs. Brecht. Last visit in March. Went to Mayo Clinic. Second renal biopsy was done. Limited tissue, but still positive for fibrillary, F-I-B-R-I-L-A-A-R-Y, glomerulonephritis, with staining positive for specific marker, no evidence for vasculitis, as she has positive ANCA, ANCA, with titers elevated for myeloperoxidase. There has been also recent telemedicine encounter with pulmonary specialist at Mayo Clinic, Dr. Bakir, B-A-Q-I-R, which is advising to repeat serological testing for the vasculitis, urine analysis, and inflammatory markers, and potentially repeating a high-resolution CT scan to make a decision to treat or not the vasculitis with Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N. Patient has advanced renal failure, stage 4-5. She is very strong about not pursuing dialysis options, as she saw mother dying with dialysis, which was very traumatic. She has done vein mapping and discussed with vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O, but she has chosen not to proceed any further. She is aware of the options, including home peritoneal dialysis, home hemodialysis, in-center dialysis. The major complainings are persistent dyspnea, restless activity, and fatigue, with problems of appetite, although weight appears to be a stable 162, and there has been no vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, doing low salt, a stable edema, other review system is negative. She remains on phosphorus binders, Lasix, Norvasc, Metoprolol, dehydralazine, which probably is behind the drug-induced vasculitis, was discontinued within the last month or two. She's insulin-dependent diabetes with an insulin pump for atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure fluctuates in the 140s, 160s, over 60s. Supposed to have a cystoscopy urology, McLaren, Mount Pleasant, because of the hematuria, although this very well could be explained by the fibrillary glomerulonephritis plus minus vasculitis. This is needed, however, for pursuing of potential living renal transplant. Husband and a brother would like to donate, although they are in the above 70 years old. Chemistries will repeat during this encounter, and that shows creatinine stabilizing around 3.2 for a GFR of 15, stage 4-5, phosphorus elevated at 5.5, a normal calcium, albumin, a normal potassium acid base, low sodium at 135. She does have anemia 10.3. She's been getting EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Sedimentation rate and C-reactive protein are not elevated comparing to back in November. During analysis in this opportunity, trace amount of blood, no protein, few bacteria, 3 to 6 white blood cells, awaiting results of ANCA ANCA, as well as the myeloperoxidase. We discuss the use of Rituxan, which has a more strong role for vasculitis and more and less and also used for fibrillary glomerulonephritis, but with less control studies. She understands that the side effects of immunosuppressant including pneumocystis, pneumonia, among others, and she will require appropriate prophylaxis. She hasn't made a decision if she will go in that direction or not, and again, we are waiting for results of the new titer for ANCA. We discuss about diet, and she's been following very closely with the dietitian. We are increasing the Renvela from 1 mL to 2 per meal. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. This was a prolonged, extensive visit. We will follow on the next 4-6 weeks. All questions answered. End of dictation.